Welcome everyone to another James Hill Live. Today we're doing a wonderful interview with one of the great, great ministry leaders in the faith of Jesus Christ. This is Steve Parr. He's the executive director of the Gwinnett Metro Baptist Network. He's going to share with you about his new book, Giants, Kings, and Songs, which is available now on Amazon. You're going to learn more about the story of this book. You'll get to hear more about some of the other books that he's worked and just some different things that he's had laid on his heart that he wants to share with us today, because God is an ever-loving God, and he has these wonderful things that he places upon people, such as writing books, or maybe it's music or something else. Today is an amazing opportunity to work with Steve Parr, of the author of Giants, Kings, and Psalms, available now on Amazon. Thank you so much for coming. It is an honor and privilege to work with you today.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you today, and thanks for everyone who's listening in. Pleasure to be with you today.
So tell me a little bit about the background. What made you want to write another book? So I'm looking through the history here of different things that you've written. You've done pivot points about motivations and attitudes. You've done a Sunday school book about strategy for congregations and communities. You've talked about what to do to help with parents and church leaders when they stray. And now you're doing this, Giants, Kings, and Psalms, the chronological biblical biography of Israel's King David. You want to explain to me what caused you to want to write this? What led that?
Absolutely. And Giants, Kings, and Psalms is the biblical story of King David from beginning to end in chronological order. But the cool thing about it that probably separates from anything I've seen before is the Psalms are integrated into the story. So you're seeing those in the context of the historical events. Now, let me tell you a little bit of background of how I came to this. Jeremy, a few years ago, I was serving as interim pastor in a church, and while I was at that church, I determined to preach through the entire Bible in 13 weeks. Now, obviously, I couldn't do it text by text or passage by passage, but I did it thematically over the course of those 13 weeks, 8 sermons from the Old Testament and then 5 from the New Testament. And while I was doing that, I was showing the congregation where the books of the Bible fit chronologically, because, of course, we know the Bible is laid out in the Old Testament by genre. Law and history and poetry and minor prophets, major prophets. I reversed those last two. But I show them, for example, how Job fits within Genesis and Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy fit within Exodus and so forth. And so later I was preaching through David. I got this idea to see where the Psalms fit into his life. And it makes for a very rich read to read those Psalms in context of those historical events.
I think going that route and trying to talk about history. Before we started the broadcast, we were talking a little bit about our history of places that we've been and the history of America. And I believe this season right now of the knowledge about what God's word is and how it ties into society and how it ties into our daily lives is an important piece that needs to be carried from generation to generation. So that leads me to my next question. What caused you to want to get involved in ministry? You ever want to share a little bit about that?
In terms of ministry in general?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, I came out of college wanting to be a teacher, which I did, and wanted to coach high school baseball. And I never did that, but I did coach basketball, actually, and soccer. Never got to coaching the baseball. That's what I aspired to do. But at about 24 years of age, God had another plan and reached in my heart and called me into the gospel ministry to preach the word. And that's a long story in and of itself. But I will tell you, it was so compelling, the call from the word of God, but also just God's work in my life. And I'll give you one quick example of that. I remember sitting down with my wife to explain to her this change of direction in my life. And I was very nervous about it. I had this long speech laid out and I gave it to her. When I got done, she said, "I knew that," because God had already put in her heart the same thing. And she saw God working in my life. So I was called to ministry back at, I guess, 23, 24 years of age, 4 years post-college, actually, before I began ministry. And very quickly, I was in full-time ministry within a year, actually.
That is an amazing testimony of what God wants to do. Catching people when they are in the midst of an educational experience, it reminds me of so many people that have shared stories like this. And it's a great opportunity to find out what God wants to do. And he's led you through so many things to the point of where you're at right now. It's just amazing to see how God connects all this together. So let's get back a little bit to the book. Is there something you should talk about the book that you want to share with anyone? A little piece of the book that you want to talk about today?
Yeah, let me just share with you. As you read the book, I like the way that it's laid out because, you can take whatever translation of the Bible you want and go back to it, but I've got it laid out for you so you can read it just seamlessly going from the text and the psalm, the text and the psalm. Now, what I did, Jeremy, I set out and just took every passage about David in the Old Testament, and I also integrated those mirror texts that you find in 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and of course, Chronicles also have some text. And so you're not having to go back and forth. You can see those scenes from David's life. But what I did, I had 190 segments, but there's 150 Psalms. And so I was able to narrow it down, but I ultimately put the Proverbs in there also. And because while David did not write the Proverbs, he certainly influenced the Proverbs, primarily written by his son Solomon. And I demonstrate that in the book. For example, we know the passage, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Well, actually, that comes from David in Psalm 111:10. So Solomon is quoting his father when he says that. I'm sure a lot of the Proverbs are actually quotes from David or things that he learned from his father, of course, as well as his heavenly father. So we've got these things laid out in 182 chapters, 150 Psalms, 31 Proverbs, and I have one concluding chapter, which kind of brings it all together. And how the New Testament ultimately relates in the gospel to all of this. And it ends with Jesus being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which is a great way to finish up Giants, Kings, and Psalms. And so it's laid out so you can do that 182 chapters, but very short chapters. But if you do the math, there's 163 days and 6 months. So if you do it a day at a time, there's 6 months of devotional material. Or if you want to double it up, you could do it in 3 months. Or you can read it like a novel, just beginning to end at your own pace. And either way is fine. So read it like a novel or as a devotional project, but it's laid out for you seamlessly so that you can do that.
And from what I've seen so far, looking through this, is I feel like you just said, a person could just choose to buy this for themselves, or maybe you decide that this is going to be our Bible study for the next quarter session, half a year, or maybe you're going to do it for an event or something. It's laid out where different groups can use this and utilize this effectively depending on what you're wanting to do. It's not just, well, here's a small study book, and that's what this is. You can look at this
Exactly.
on your own, or you can do this as a group. And I recommend people to go both ways. Buy it for yourself, read it through, pray about it, and say, present this to your leadership, unless you are the leader, and say, hey, this is what we're going to do for our replacing our situations here for our small
Yeah,
groups. Maybe you could use it as a context for your sermons for your next couple of months as well.
I like that idea, Jeremy. As a matter of fact, a pastor just tell me that's going to be his theme for the summer months is Giants, Kings, and Psalms. I like that idea. So a lot of sermon material, but as I tell people, I'm more the organizer than the author because you're reading the scripture. I just got to organize for you so you can read through this. But to your point also, in addition, you can go to giantskingsandpsalms.com and there's free Bible study material. The great thing about the Bible study material, it is question-based interactive. Based on every chapter, there's a question you can ask. So if you have any personal Bible study, you could use that to challenge yourself with a question of application. Or if you're with a group, you can do a 26-week Bible study series. Or if that's too long, you can double up 2 chapters a day and for people reading and do a 13-week Bible study series. But again, that is complimentary and free by going to giantskingsandpsalms.com.
Just so wonderful, and I just want to press in and tell everyone this is an amazing opportunity to grab a ministry book that's written by an amazing individual that has put his heart in to what God wants to do and see the kingdom grow and see this be an effective tool to help kingdom-minded people move forward with their ministry to reach more people so that all people can be reached. How can people contact you?
Well, there's several ways, but one easy way is email, of course, and that's Steve, my first name, at GMBA, Gwinnett Metro Baptist Association, GMBA.org. You can do it that way. That's probably the simplest way. Of course, you can find me on Facebook. It's easy to join too. So I would just recommend one of those. Probably the best way is by email. And I'm very responsive, by the way. one conviction of mine personally, whether you text me, call me, or email me, within 24 hours, you'll get a response. If not, it's in my junk folder, so check back or something, or find another way, because I'll respond to everything from everybody. And I just a deep conviction of mine to be very prompted when I do that also.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Steve Parr, for this wonderful opportunity to share about your book, to share about your ministry, and about what God is doing today. Again, for those of you that are interested, it's on Amazon. You can find Giants, Kings, and Psalms is available now. Please pray about it, to give it to your church, to give it to someone else as a blessing during this season. Pray about it, to read it as a novel, or read it in a small group, or maybe start a series for this summer where you're going through the Psalms, you're going through the book, talking to this, to get that out there, because God wants this message known.
And Jeremy, I'll add, it's a pretty thick book, so, like, you know, but here's the deal. You can download it, like, on your Kindle for $4.99, so that's a bargain right there, because physical copy, you know, costs a little bit more. And so if you want to bulk copies, contact me direct. I might be able to get you better than you can find online. But you can download it, $5 of almost anybody. So I'd encourage you to go and download it right now and check it out. I think you'll be blessed. And my whole aim here, Jeremy, I want people to engage with God's word and love God's word. And I think it, as a believer, it will draw you close to the Lord. And if you're not a believer, I think you'll enjoy the story of Giants, Kings, and Psalms. And by the way, there's little commentary in there, but we do address that area, that question of giants, and were these mythical figures, or what were these? What was Goliath? Who was Goliath? And I think you'll find it very intriguing. And you'll also be probably interested to find out there's more than Goliath in the story too. There's some other giants that you'll encounter along the way that are very subtle, but they're there, brother.
So again, Amazon, write him, contact him, get a copy of this book today. Thank you so much, Mr. Steve Parr, for this wonderful opportunity to share about what God's doing. Thank you so
much. My pleasure, Jeremy. And thank you. Thank you for your ministry. And right now, I'm praying for all of you who have viewed this and the ministry that you have, and just for your relationship with the Lord, that God would just richly bless you, because you've already been a blessing to me by viewing this today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless.